It's time now for the West Ottawa District Dialogue on 1450 WHDC, brought to you by the Edward Jones offices of Lee Bosco, Rick Knapp, and Mr. Dan Melnick, whom you just heard, members SIPC. And on the other side of our console today is the principal of Woodside Elementary School of the West Ottawa School District, Nick Oldfuehler. And Nick, I apologize if I butchered that name.
That's okay, Gary. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Oldfuehler is right.
It's pretty close. If you say Holt and then velour, like
Oldfuehler. Okay,
Oldfuehler. Or okay. Mr. H. You can call me Mr. H, too.
We'll try to keep let's just say we'll leave that for the students,
there
shall
you go.
We say. Okay, talking about what's going on in West Ottawa Public Schools and your elementary school, first of all, spring break coming up real quick for you guys, or it's still a little ways off?
Still a little bit of ways away. Our first week in April, that first full week in April.
Yeah, we got that late Easter, so everybody's got to trudge along with the snow a little bit. One other thing as well, you don't like seeing what we've got in this forecast, more and more snow. It's been a pretty tough year for you guys.
It's been very tough. We would much rather have the kids at school. It's sometimes a lot tougher to make arrangements for these snow days than it is just to actually have our school day.
And then a day like today when with a lot of snow might come this afternoon, kids trying to get out.
Well, thankfully the kids are not at school today. We have our midwinter recess, so that's a good thing. For the kids not worrying about a snow day today or tomorrow.
Maybe a question more for Tom Martin than for you, but I would assume some of the parents are saying, when are you guys going to make up these dates? You know, we have some vacation plans coming.
Yeah, and Tom Martin's been doing a very good job of communicating that with parents through a letter and through our website. So if you have if you need any information, check out the website.
Principal Nick Holtfuehler of Woodside Elementary School, what's going on with your school today?
Well, thanks again for having me. I'm really excited. This is my first year at Woodside Elementary. You're not going to believe it, but I actually came from Florida. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but we're here, and it's been in the worst winter in a while. But I'm really excited to be the principal at Woodside Elementary. We have a great program going on I'd like to talk about today. It's called our Baggy Book Program.
Okay, Baggy Book. Are we talking about little things that I've just got my sandwich in the other room waiting to eat? I don't know.
A little bit more involved in that, but yeah, sort of the same idea. The kids take home a book and a baggie every day. They take it home, they bring it to school, and with that, we're asking for volunteers to come and read with those kids during the school day for about 5 minutes. Our goal is to get every student every day 5 minutes with a volunteer with their baggy book.
It is one thing to read. It is another thing to hear somebody read to them. It sort of reinforces things.
That's exactly right. We like to hear them read, and not only just reading, but we like to have our volunteers have a conversation about the book with our students. 5 minutes is not a lot of time when it comes to when you're thinking about reading, but it does mean a lot for our kids. Those 5 minutes of having a little bit of reading and having that conversation with our students with that book, that's what we really are trying to deal with this Baggy Book program, is to get these kids not only reading, but talking about the book.
It's also, to a certain extent, some other byproducts along the lines, a different voice, a different face. Not mom, dad, teacher. And yes, we always want to keep our kids safe. Stay away from strangers and the
That's
like.
Right.
But to a certain extent, they got to develop some trust, too.
Absolutely. You know, all our volunteers go through a background check. So we need about 120 volunteers to hit our goal of every student every day. We're at about 60 right now, so our kids are getting pretty good exposure, but we're not quite up to our goal of every student every day.
Now, we're talking this type of program. What time commitment are you asking from volunteers on this?
You know, we could take anything from one day a week for an hour to whatever the volunteer is willing to give. We'll provide the training, which is about a half an hour with our academic coach. She'll provide some training, and we provide all the resources. So we just need people to show up.
We're talking on this program, Nick Holtfuehler, about today being the 17th of February. Obviously, June is when the academic year is in. Are you looking just for the rest of this academic year, or are you looking maybe long-term?
We're looking long-term. We want to do this, obviously, till the end of the year, and even beyond that, for the beginning of next year. And if there's something, we're looking to incorporate some things that we can even do during the summer, because we are concerned about that summer slide when those kids lose some of what they're learned during the school year. We want to keep that consistency going. So we're looking at ways to keep it even going during the summer.
I apologize if I am stepping a little bit beyond this program, Nick Holtfuehler, about this, but West Ottawa's Woodside Elementary School and the other school districts, the other elementary schools in your district, maybe don't have, quote unquote, the troubled kids that need a mentor. Mm-hmm. But to a certain extent, you never know with these relationships between the volunteer and the kids. Something could happen along those lines.
That's very true. And, you know, I'm a big believer in forming relationships with our students and if our teachers forming relationships with our students. And even though we're asking for volunteers to come and work with our kids, our volunteers are leaving saying, I'm getting more out of it with the relationships I'm forming with these students and having that mentorship, even if it's 5 minutes a day. It's very powerful.
Nick Holtfuller, who is the principal of Woodside Elementary in the West Ottawa District, is this specific for your school, or are you saying, hey, if we can do it, maybe the other schools in our district will follow suit?
There's another school in our district, Glarum Elementary, that started this last year, had a lot of success with it. We actually share the same academic coach who helps facilitate all the volunteers and trainings for these volunteers. So we're looking at the success that Glarum has, and we want to replicate that success. We're a bit larger school, so the volunteers that we need are more dramatic in nature for us to be able to complete this.
Nick Holtfuller, explain again the program, the parameters, and what people can do to contact you to get involved.
Thanks, Gary. Well, Woodside Elementary, we have our Baggy Book program. We're asking for volunteers to come into our school to read with our students for 5 minutes so we can hit our goal of every student every day. Woodside Elementary is at 2591 North Division in Holland, West Ottawa School District. And our phone number is 786-1900 if you're interested in volunteering. I can get you in touch with our academic coach, and we can get rolling.
You don't have to do two-a-days with the academic coach. Again, the number again, Nick?
786-1900 is the Woodside Elementary direct line.
Nick Holtfuller, I appreciate it. I apologize again for butchering the name.
You're doing great.
We do our level best. The principal of Woodside Elementary School with the West Ottawa District Dialogue for this week. Thank you very much for stopping by. Good luck with the program.
Thank you, Gary.